A History of Weather by Billy Collins. It is the kind of spring morning, candid sunlight elucidating the air, a flower-ruffling breeze that makes me want to begin A History of Weather, a 10-volume elegy for the atmospheres of the past, the envelopes that have moved around the moving globe. It will open by examining the cirrus clouds that are now sweeping over this house into the next state, and every chapter will step backwards in time to illustrate the rain that fell on battlefields and the winds that attended beheadings and coronations. The snow flurries of Victorian London will be surveyed along with the gales that blew off Renaissance caps. The tornadoes of the Middle Ages will be explicated and the long overcast days of the Dark Ages. There will be a section on the frozen nights of antiquity and on the heat that shimmered in the deserts of the Bible. The study will be hailed as ambitious and definitive, for it will cover even the climate before the flood, when showers moistened Eden, and will conclude with the mysteries of the weather before history, when unseen clouds drifted over an unpeopled world, when not a soul lay in any of the earth's meadows, gazing up at the passing of enormous faces and animal shapes, his jacket bunched into a pillow, an open book on his chest.